Turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8. Will it surprise you to know that I didn't finish the message this morning? That there was more there than what I had time allotted for. So we're going to finish it this week as opposed to carrying it over to next week and forgetting maybe the text of where we were. But turn, if you would, to Luke chapter 8. We're going to begin again reading in verse number 26. This time read down through verse number 39. And then we'll focus on the last three verses of the text that we read this evening. Luke chapter 8, beginning in verse 26. Again, I invite you to follow along in your Bible as I read aloud, beginning in Luke chapter 8 and verse number 26. And they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man, which had devils long time, and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God, Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for oftentimes it had caught him. And he was kept bound with chains and in fetters, and he brake the bands and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, What is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. And there was there a herd of many swine feeding on the mountain. And they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them, and he suffered them. Then went the devils out of the man and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake and were choked. When they that fed them saw what was done, they fled, and went and told it in the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what was done, and came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. They also which saw it told them by what means he that was possessed of the devils was healed. Then the whole multitude of the country of the Gadarenes round about besought him to depart from them, for they were taken with great fear. And he went up into the ship and returned back again. Now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, Return to thine own house, and show how great things God hath done unto thee. And he went his way, and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him. Let's go to the Lord together in prayer this evening. Now our Father, we thank you for your wonderful grace. We thank you for your goodness to us. We thank you most of all for the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, though we weren't in the dire situation of this man we read about, Father, we were still lost in trespasses and sins. Our hearts were still bound with chains and fetters. And Father, you came one day, and by our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you delivered us completely and wholeheartedly. We thank you, Lord, for the wonderful grace that we have that enables us now to live in such a way that we might bring honor and glory unto you. We pray, Father, as we look again into your word tonight, that you would challenge us. Father, you would convict us. You would encourage us. God, give us what we need. We thank you, Father, for the many testimonies here tonight, for all the praises, all the things that you're doing in and through the lives of the people that are gathered here. And we pray, Father, that through your word tonight, you might speak to our hearts. And, Father, give us something that we might need for the week to come. Lord, we're dependent upon you for everything that is within us. God, if it wasn't for you, we would have no reason to exist, much less the ability to do so. And so, Father, this evening we are dependent upon you to come and meet with us, to use your word to touch our hearts, and Father, continue to mold us and make us into the image of our wonderful Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless your word tonight, we ask, in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.